If you are a practitioner of yoga, you might be interested to know today is World Yoga Day. And I must say, whenever I think of yoga, I think of only one person in this country, and that would be Uachtaráin Éireann, President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins.
Indeed.
Have I seen you in person to congratulate you on your landslide victory in the
No, we haven't actually seen
each
other.
Well, congratulations. Well,
well
done.
Thank
that
you very
fantastic.
Much.
Yeah. So you do a bit of yoga, don't you?
Well, yes, I've been practicing
and
yoga.
And you're first out tonight in Wexford, aren't you? In the
yes,
National
I am
Opera
first
House.
Out
you're
tonight.
First out. You do your thing.
Yes, I'm not doing yoga tonight.
No, you won't be doing yoga, okay.
But I am, and I've been practicing it for about 7 years now.
Right, the yoga, yeah.
And I find it, yoga, extremely beneficial, both right. physically and spiritually,
yeah.
To enable me to deal with the constant demands right. of a presidency, a hectic presidential schedule.
Why yoga? What are the benefits of yoga? Like, I mean, how do you feel afterwards? Does it give you energy, or is it...
It releases you.
Right. Okay.
It releases you. It brings you to the level that you can perform at.
Right.
People don't think you're going to have it in you.
Yeah.
And suddenly you do.
Right.
And they're going, how's that?
Yeah.
And you're there, it's the yoga.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's not batteries, it's yoga.
No, it was the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi a book I came across in the late 60s in San Francisco when I was there.
Right.
I was in America for a while and I was looking around for things to do.
Right,
and I was, of
course,
the age of
shooting
free love.
The breeze.
68, the age of free love. Tune in, turn in and drop out.
Yeah.
And Timothy Leary and the likes. And I spotted this book in the corner of a bookshelf on Oakland and 4th and Avenue.
Right. So what types are there? I mean, like,
well,
you know, I'm fascinated. I've never done it, to be honest with you. I'm fascinated.
Well,
I'm also suspicious
hatha,
of it.
Hatha yoga.
Hatha.
Hatha, which is the basic yoga. Oh. Those are basic yoga
Is that just sitting with your legs apart?
That's,
basically?
For example, well, not apart. The lotus position you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't just spread.
Well, your legs are apart.
No, that's man spreading.
No, but your knees are also bent in.
Yes.
So that's the look.
Well, there's
the classic
also
yoga
Ashtanga
look,
which is traditional Indian yoga. That's what incorporates sun salutation A, sun salutation B, and so on. And
what's
so
sun
forth.
Salutation?
It is when you are greeting the sun in the morning, and it's a bending of the back.
Right.
And a breathing technique. Okay. But what? And then there's also the Bikram yoga.
The Bikram,
which is the sweating one.
Right.
The one on. So you'd want to bring
that's
your.
That's the one that concerns me.
You'd want to bring your can of Lynx Africa down with you. And that's the one where you have 40 people in a room.
Right.
And there's a 40 degrees humidity.
I see you brought your mat with you.
Yes,
though.
I did. Because I'm going to demonstrate.
You're going to demonstrate.
Well, first of all, if you could stand up and just do your mountain pose.
Oh, me as well.
You wouldn't have a bit of music there. We usually do it to music. There's sort of anything Indian or anything like that.
That's the travel bed. That wouldn't be. No. No. Hang on a second.
No, I'm not into that.
That's French music, I think, Hang on.
Oh, no, that's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so stand up there.
What's the story with the music, anyway?
Is it just to make it kind of Well, it's to get into the vibe.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay.
So you stand up now. The mountain pose.
Okay.
Right?
What's the mountain pose?
The mountain pose is you become a mountain.
You become a mountain?
Yes.
I am a mountain!
You don't say I'm a mountain.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So you put your... Breathe in. Hands straight up into the air.
Right.
And then breathe out. Now release.
I'm a volcano.
Release the air from your diaphragm. So let your belly hang out.
Yes, no problem.
Right. Yeah. Now, next one. We'll go from the downward dog.
Right, okay.
I will go with
the downward dog.
I'll climb up and I'll do the downward dog for you.
I won't do this
so
one if you don't mind.
You go down on your all fours like a dog. If you can describe to the people what I'm doing
Okay,
there.
So basically you look like Lola.
Yes.
Looking for
and
food,
you
right?
You put your
arse in the air.
Yes, you put your arse in the air.
Okay.
And then you move your legs.
My God,
back.
You're so
stretch
nimble.
Your calves like
yeah.
And
what's
then the next one?
What's the one called? Doing the
That's
dog,
the
is it?
Doing the dog on it. Downward dog, it's called. Now, this one is called the pigeon.
The pigeon,
right. The pigeon, you basically...
Mind your head off the speaker.
The pigeon, you basically squat.
I know you're small, but...
You start to squat like this. Like that. For a while.
Oh, jeez.
And then the last one is the cobra.
The cobra. Okay.
So the cobra, you get your legs, you lie down like this.
Right, okay.
And then you get your legs spread.
Right.
And then you insert your head.
Oh my God, your head is under your arse, basically.
And then you flatten yourself.
Are you okay?
That's the cobra.
All right. Have a great weekend, Michael D.